Is called Sabraisa. It introduces us to an aspect of Palgina Dibura. Sabraisa tells us the following: an Eved Shehei Vigito. An Eved goes ahead and presents Ishtar. And it says in the Ishtar that Atzmacho Unchasai Kenu Yimach, that you can secure your freedom, you're a Ben Chorin, and my assets are transferred to you. Sabraisa tells us a Chiddush, and that is that we're going to treat the Eved differently from the Nichsei Ha'adam. Atzmacho Kana, yes, your freedom you can secure, but Nechasim Lo Kana. The Gemara raises the following issue. Is that simply because that there were two different representations in the star, that Atzmacho Unachasai? What would happen if it was simply a single representation? Kol Nechasai Kenu Yimach. Kol Nechasai includes, of course, the Gufo Shel Eved, that's an asset, but that also includes all the balance of the funds as well. What would happen in such a case? So Abayi tells us the following, that those are very, very different cases. Those are very different cases. In a case where you have an independent, divisible representation, Atzmacha and Nechasim, then you can argue one yes, one no. If it says Kol Nechasai, you cannot distinguish. What is true of one is true of the other. What exactly does that mean? That what is true of one is true of the other? The Gemara has two possibilities. According to the Shnekav Abayi, it means Mitom Shekanes Atzma, that Kana Kama Nachasim. That sounds like a very, very great Chiddush. A very great Chiddush. Since you know what? That this is enough to secure your Chayrus, so all of a sudden you can secure the assets. The assets as well, that's something that's striking. How can you secure the assets on a shtar that has not been verified? How indeed can that be the case? But that's the Lishna Kam according to Abayi, that look, that mitov shakana satsma kana kol nechasim. And then, the Gemara says understandably, but as the Ritva point out, you have to see what the Havamina of the Gemara was, that no, Abayi meant to say the exact opposite, that mitov shalok kana es anachasim af es satsma lo kana. No, it means that the shtar will not help for either one. He doesn't even secure his cheirus. So according to Abayi, it's clear that the representation is indivisible, kol nechasai. What that means, two possibilities in the Gemara. And Rava argues that, why should that make any difference whatsoever? Whether the language of the shtar is atzmo en achasim, or whether it's kol nechasai, doesn't it mean exactly the same thing? So what's true of one is true of the other. And if the Braisa tells us, if it was a case of atzmacho unachasai, Atzmo kana, nechasim lo kana. Rava says the same thing is true here as well. That we understand that kol nechasai means different assets. It means the gufo shel eved. It means the balance of the nechasim. And therefore, if the Braisa says that you split, we're going to split in that particular case as well. Okay? So therefore, Rava just said very simply, kol nechasai, the whole is the sum of its parts. Its parts are atzmo and nechasim. And therefore, the halacha of the Brice indeed maintains. The Gemara tells us the following. What's the basis of this chiddush of Rava? That somehow we can go ahead and take the representation of Kol Nechasai, and we can split it up into Atzmacha and Shar Nechasai. What right do you have to do that? So that the Gemara tells us is Palgina Dibura. No? After all, that this is Kamanda Amar Palginan Dibura. Palginan Dibura. Because after all, typically speaking, you know what, that we have a right to split. We can take a representation and we can divide it into its parts, and therefore the same thing is true here as well. Wow. So therefore Rav is telling us that regarding the shtar, Palgina Dibura, maybe that's not so surprising, because when you look at the main sugya of Palgina Dibura, the sugya in Sanhedrin, the Tesama Beis, there the Gemara introduces exactly this yusod of Palgin Dibura, and guess what? The Baal HaMemra is none other than Rava. Rava is the one who tells us that, yes, the whole concept of Palgin Dibura. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tesla Beis discusses the following. A person comes forward and says the following. Ploni Rava. Ploni, this individual was involved in an act of Mishkav Zachar with the Chiyuv Misa. And you know what? The representation is that He says, I was the other party involved. That's why I know that this happened. Ploni Ravani. And you know what he says? Birtzoni. That, you know what? He was a willing participant and I was a willing participant. That is his representation. So Rabbi Yosef says, Lirtzona Rashahu, what the person who is making this representation, by his own admission, he's considered to be a Rasha. So that's it. The Eidus is absolutely batel. And Rabbi says the stunning Chiddush. That, what do you mean? Adam Karabai Tzal Atzmo. And Eidon Amesim Atzmo Rasha. The representation as far as he is concerned, that, what do you mean? You're being made that you yourself is a Rasha? Oh, that's illegitimate. And therefore what? Ah, so Rabbi says, incredible. We split the Eidus. Meaning that we're going to accept the Eidus as far as the Roveh is concerned. We're going to ignore the Eidus as far as your role as being the Nirva. And therefore, guess what? The Roveh is put to death, and the Nirva is not. Who? Because of, as Rashi writes, Palgina Dibura. So that's an incredible machlokas between Rav Yosef and Rava. The Rav Yosef says, what do you mean? Here we apply the principle of Eidus Shabbat Lamitzasa Bat Lakula. And Rava says that, what do you mean? Palgina Dibura. You can have a single representation, but you know what? We're going to split, and therefore we're going to disconnect the Roveya from the Nirva. It's not Ho Bo Atalia. Let's assume, for example, the Roveya was amazed, the Nirva was a Shogay. The Roveya, we put to death. It's not that there has to be a single Chiyuv Misa for both. Let's assume the Roveya was a Gadol, the Nirva was a Katan. These are two different Diyunim. And therefore, we're going to apply the principle of Palginan Dibur. Well, okay. So guess what? That's the Chiddush of Rava. Seher Daftes. So maybe not so surprised. That's exactly what Rava says here. Right? And Gittin Daftes. That, you know what? You have a compound statement of Kol Nechasai. Kol Nechasai is the equivalent of Shichur Eved and the rest of the Nichsei HaAdam. And therefore, we're going to apply a principle, Palgina Dibura, and argue that, you know what, that Atzmo Kana and Achasim Lo Kana. Well, so that's exactly the Chiddush. Okay? I will tell you the following, and maybe this is, again, one of the key insights into the Sugya. When you do that Sugya in Sanhedrin, Daftes, Palgina Dibura, so we'll have to discuss now at a greater length, tomorrow Shir Klali. What exactly is the lumdus of Palgina Dibura? Pashup Shat, that's exactly the machlokes, Rav Yosef and Rava, as follows. When you have a compound edus, you have shnei eduyos, bahagoda achas. Is that treated as a single edus? Or is that treated as independent eduyos? If a person would be made today regarding this and tomorrow regarding that, I would not put the edus together. And therefore, if for whatever reason, the Eidus of yesterday or today cannot be accepted, you're a Karo, whatever the case is, it doesn't impact on the other Eidus, Here, the Lamdus, of course, you have a compound Eidus, but it's Bahagadachas, Ploni Ravani, Bahagadachas. So, do you label that as a single Eidus, or do you label that as two independent Eiduyos? If it's a single Eidus, you know what I would be inclined to assume? That Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lekula. If you assume it's independent Eidus, so you know what? What's wrong with business saying, you know what? You can't be an aid for this Kedushin because that's your cousin, but you can be an aid for this Kedushin because it's not your cousin. What's wrong if they're two different Eidus to say that, you know what? You can't function A, but you can perform function B. So if that really is the crux of Palgina Dibur, no? In other words, when it comes to Haggadah Se Eidus. So how is it that you label the Eidus as Eidus Achas or Shtei Eiduyos when it is a compound Eidus that was rendered in a single Haggadah? Oh, okay, so that's a fascinating machlokes. When you apply Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lekula, when you apply a concept of Palgina Dibura, when is something Eidus Achas, when is something considered to be Shtei Eiduyos? Okay, good. What exactly does that have to do with this case here? Here, there is a shtar. And you know what? The shtar is making a certain representation. Let's say the chefzer shel shtar. And the question is as follows, that you know what? does it mean that the koach hashtar is all or nothing? Either it means that the koach hashtar has to be fully accepted, or no? It cannot be accepted at all? Or do I argue within the chefze shel shtar that no, that's not true? A shtar can function for A. And that no doubt would be a jump. In the sense that the sugya pagin debura is a sugya within the misgeris of Haggadah Eidos. Haggadah Eidos. I guess the Gemara is somewhat of a mashal. Now, what's true of Haggadah Eidos could also be true in terms of chefze shel shtar, the koach hashtar. And if you have a shtar that affirms and that breaks down into two parts, can I say that, you know what, that atzmo kana nechassim lo kana? Or is that considered to be that, what do you mean, a breach of the koach hashtar? But admittedly, there's a little bit of a gap. Know that pagim dibur is halacha in Haggadah Eidos, and here we're talking about, the chefs of the koach hashtar, but who hadinami? That just like if I were to speak, there's sometimes we can divide. So maybe that's true when it comes to the koach hashtar as well. But admittedly, that this is a bit of a jump. No? Okay, so guess what? The Gemara is entitled, right? The leaps and bounds and jumps and we're good. No? So now take a look at Rashi. Diramas Levit. So Rashi now tells you something really remarkable. Guess what? And maybe if you'll ask me the why question, why in the world does Rashi say this? Maybe this background is very important, right? It's not ever good to come late, but don't come late now. It's the first 15 minutes. What does Rashi say here? We're talking about, Rashi like turns everything on its head, no? You saw. Rashi writes, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about an Eved, who was given a Shtar Shichra B'din HaSayam. Okay. And now the Eved is coming with the Shtar from B'din HaSayam. Okay. Eved Shehevi is Gitu B'din HaSayam. So what happens when you have a Shtar that is Bami B'din HaSayam? So you need a Haggadah Eidos. You need that there has to be Eidos of B'fani Nechtav. So we're talking about an Eved. Shehevi is Gidun HaSayam. And we know from our opening Mishnah, V'tzarech HaMevi Lomar, this person has to be made B'fani Nechtav. So we're talking about Haggadah Eidos. We're talking about a Haggadah Eidos. A Haggadah Eidos to the validity of the Shtar, which has a twofold nafkamina, it's a dual Eidos. The Shtar is legitimate in terms of Atzmo. The Shtar is legitimate in terms of Nichosai. Is that really true? Is B'fani Nechtav, B'fani Nechtav sufficient? Is that enough of Eidos? Is that enough of Eidos? So the sugya in Daf Beis and Daf Gimel. Normally, of course, that's not enough Eidos. But when it comes to a case of a get, or when it comes to a comparable case, sugya Daf Tes of Ishtar Shichur, you know what? That we are going to allow the Eidos of a Kiyum Hashtar to be different than typical Eidos of a Kiyum Hashtar. In a normal Kiyum Hashtar, we require Shnei Edim. Here, we are going to allow a single individual to be made on the integrity of the Shtar. Wow. So look what Rashi does, no? Rashi now converts this entire case in the Braisa to one of Eidos, I am being made as to the integrity of the Shtar, but you know what? The Shtar has a twofold implication. One is in terms of the get krisus, the shtar shichra. The other is in terms of the nechasim. But there's a different standard for the kiyum hashtar of nechasim as there is for the shichra. Here, the eidos should be accepted, but nechasim it's not. So now you have a compound eidos b'hagada achas, a nafgamina of the Isser Veheter of Shichra, and a nafgamina of Mamon? Can you do that? Is the Eidos divisible? Is the Eidos divisible? Ah, that's exactly Sanhedrin Daf Tes. That's the sugi of Palgina Dibura, the divisibility of Eidos. Wow, and that's exactly our sugya. Our sugya is the Eidos of. Wow. You know, otherwise, how in the world do you begin understanding Rashi, right? Rashi says we're talking about a case of maybe kitvin sayan, sorry, fanefta. Who says all of this? Pashup Shat, I'll tell you, who says all of this? Because the Gemara is telling us that this is a function of Palgin Dibura. Palgin Dibura is a function of not Chetz Shostar. Palgin Dibura is a function of Eidos. Where in the world is there Eidos? The answer is there's Eidos because you require Eidos of Kiyum Hashtar. Eidos of Kiyum Hashtar. And therefore, this is Eidos of Kiyum Hashtar that should work for the essence of the Gerishin and the Shechrar, but it shouldn't work for the Nechassim. So, what do you say about that? If you're going to say Palgin Dibura like Rava, you can split. If you're going to argue as Abai, you cannot split, and therefore this is considered to be insufficient Eidos of Mitzvah Sabat Lekula. And therefore, guess what? The soul sugya is midine edus. Wow, that's pretty incredible, no? But it gets more complicated, no? It gets more complicated because you saw the sugya of Chav David. A Baal goes in and gives a get to a shliach. Okay, I understand. And the shliach is a shliach lohalacha to deliver this get. Good. So it's written in Sayyam. He's coming to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, good. So the shliach has to make a representation of b'fani nifta b'fani nifta. What would happen if that the Baal gave the get to the woman? B'medina Sayyam. The Baal gave the get to the woman, not to a shliach. The Baal gave a get to the woman. B'medina Sayyam. Meaning that the gerushin occurred in Medina Sayyam. And guess what? Oh, we saw the Tosfos and Daf Daled. You know, a get can serve a dual function, no? A get can serve a function, number one, as, ooh, the Shtar Kinyan, it creates the gerushin. But you know what? The woman is now in Eretz Yisrael. She wants to go ahead and get remarried. So you know what? She has to demonstrate that, guess what? That she's a gerusha. So she goes ahead and shows her get. Great. Now, she has to say, b'fani nichta, b'fani nechta. If a get is given to the woman, and the gerishin occurs there, b'dinya sayam, and now it's a question of using the get as a raya that she indeed was a gerusha, okay. Then it's so necessary to do so. So what does the Gemara say in Daf Chav Daled Amud Aleph? A little bit unusual, no? An Isha Atzma Hamaviya. A woman who goes ahead and she produces her get. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Isha Mechimata Gita Yadi Garshala. No? The moment the get was given to the woman in the Sayyam, she's already divorced. That's not like our case in the Mishnah, where a get is given to a third party as a shliach lalach and the gerushin occurs in Eretz Yisrael. The gerushin already occurred. That was history. No. We're talking about a really unusual case. That although, you're ready for this, no? The husband intended to divorce his wife. You know what? He, whatever reason, he loves Eretz Yisrael. Living there, I'm not so convinced I'm going to live there, given my parnasa, but I want to be divorced there. You know, that's his dream. I want to be divorced in Eretz Yisrael. Gevaldik. No, living in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, you know, divorced in Eretz Yisrael. Gevaldik. No. So we're talking about a case, no, Chav Daled, that he gave his wife the get, not as a ma'aseh gerushin. He gave his wife a get as a shliach lahalacha, for the halacha to get to Eretz Yisrael to divorce in Eretz Yisrael. Right? You know, he only wants to be divorced in his business. He knows if he's divorced in this business, Eretz Yisrael, no one will question the gerush. They don't know about Chutz La'aretz. No. This is going to be the Bezdin. So he gives the wife a get to be a shliach la'olacha for the gerushin to be. So those are the details in Achav Dalet. So how exactly does that work? She starts out as a shliach la'olacha, and guess what? She ends up as the one who accepts the gerushin. How do you transition? That's the sugya in Achav Dalet. Oh, if she's a shliach la'olacha, guess what? So she has to bring the get to Eretz Yisrael. And this Bezdin is going to say, how do we know that it was done properly? So she has to make the representation of a funny nichta, of a funny nachta. A little unusual. The woman herself. That's very unusual. No? A woman who's divorced in Chutz La'aretz is not the same funny nichta, of a nachta. But a woman who is appointed as a shliach la'alacha in Chutz La'aretz, and the get is given in Eretz Yisrael. So she has to play the role of a shliach la'alacha. Right? Okay, good. So a woman is giving edus on her own get. B'fanei nechtam. Great. Okay, so you know what? That's our case. Well, that's the case. This got very complicated all of a sudden now, no? We're not talking about interpreting a line of a shtar. We're talking about the following. See, ready for this? The same Meshuggah, no? He wants to be Meshachar Zevet, and he doesn't want to give up his business, but he only wants to be Meshachar Zevet in Eretz Yisrael. No? So guess what? So he appoints the Eved as a shliach la'olacha in order to go ahead and to have a shichur in Eretz Yisrael. And now this Eved who's a shliach la'olacha has to make the representation of a funny nechta, a funny nechta. And guess what? That representation, a nechta, a nechta, in principle should work for shichur, but it's not going to work for nechasim. Din omis requires edus. Here we allow the shliach la'alacha to be neman. So now we have an edus which works for this and doesn't work for that, and therefore, whoa, that's the sugya pagin dibura. Do you realize I call this in Rashi? Not like you have to really add an awful lot now to the Gemara. No, you have to add an awful lot. We're not talking about the integrity of the shtar. We're talking about the kiyum hashtar, the edus of the kiyum hashtar. Wait a second, the Baldover is holding on to the shtar. Yeah, but not if he was only appointed as a shliach la'olacha. So realize that that's the case. That's the case that Rashi writes here. That's really unusual, no? This get is medina sayam. And you have to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta ki isha ha'mevia gita. Ki ish, just like if a woman was going ahead and doing this herself. And when does a woman doing this herself have to do so? Chav Dalet, right? If she was appointed as a shliach la'olacha, and he was not giving her the get as a maisa gerushin.